الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The whole world is talking about the earthquake in the Indian Ocean and its disastrous effects. And although our topic of discussion today is the status of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, I am sure there are some of you here and some of our listeners at home who desire to know what causes these calamities and what is the responsibility of a Muslim in these circumstances. Let us turn to the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares very clearly إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a decision that harm should reach you, then there is no one who can remove that harm from you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the decision that khair and goodness should reach you, then there is no one who can stop that khair and goodness reaching you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only supreme being who controls the whole of the universe. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. ذُر, affliction. Is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and khair, blessing and goodness is also in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is dhar and he is nafi'. When he plans something as a nafi', that means when he plans to give anybody in his creation khair, there is no one that can stop him. And if he plans something as the dhar, these are his attributes, nafi' and dhar. When he plans something as the dhar, that means when he plans to harm someone, then there is nothing in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in this universe that can stop him. This is our aqidah. This is our belief. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advises Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ أَلَا أَنْ يَضُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَضُرُّكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَأَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ أَلَا أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. If the whole ummah agrees to cause you an atom of harm, they will not be able to cause you any harm except that portion which Allah has decreed for you. And if they all agree, if they all get together in order to grant you some blessing, grant you some goodness, then they will not be able to make any goodness reach you except that portion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. Afflictions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Goodness also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each of the two has certain causes. Total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always result in goodness coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always result in afflictions coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They are the people who are blessed with help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are blessed with protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. Oh you who believe, in tansurullah, if you obey Allah, if you obey his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you help the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following, by practicing what you have been taught by Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yansurkum, then Allah will bless you with his help and Allah will bless you with his protection. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Allah will bless you with total steadfastness against any calamity. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. Indeed, without any doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that person with his help, with his protection, with his support that helps the cause of his deen. And helping the cause of his deen is to follow his deen and try to bring other fellow Muslims on that very path, and to try to convince other fellow human beings to accept Iman and follow the straight path leading to Jannah and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people who follow the deen, who are obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, are blessed with help and blessed with protection. On the contrary, those people who are not obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, sooner or later they are punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sooner or later in this world, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, then definitely in the hereafter. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to help someone, to protect someone, then there is nothing in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can overpower this person. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to take away his help, take away his protection from a particular person, then there is nothing in his creation that can grant help or protection to this person. إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah grants you his help, if Allah grants you his protection, then there is nothing that can overpower you. No flood, no earthquake, no enemy, no power, no wealth, no influence, nothing can overpower you. إِن يَنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ. If Allah takes the decision of granting you help and protection, وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the decision of taking away his help and protection from you, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, then who is there to help you besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now you are not safe
from floods. You are not safe from earthquakes. You are not safe from tsunamis. You are not safe from being buried in the earth. You are not safe from speedy and heavy winds. Because when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you disobey His Messenger, then you are committing a sin, dhamb. And those people who commit sins, who commit dhamb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ When we take somebody in our grip, it is due to his disobedience towards us and our Messenger. This is the cause. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ Go back and look at the history. All the nations we have punished before was only for one reason, and that reason is their disobedience towards me and my messenger. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ There is no other reason. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes various punishments. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا There are some people who were punished by speedy winds. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ السَّيْحَةَ And there were some who were punished and who were destroyed only by a mere scream from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاسِمِينَ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْا فِيهَا Only a scream. And the whole nation was destroyed as if they did not exist at all. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ And there were people who were struck with earthquake and they were buried in the earth. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا And there were people who were drowned. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppress anybody because He is just. People are punished for their wrongdoings. So the people are being unjust to themselves because they are doing those things which will eventually bring their destruction. Allah is not unjust. So when people disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when people disobey the messenger and the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes his help. He removes his protection. And as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away his help, takes away his protection, then anything in his creation will overpower. Allah will instruct the winds will destroy. Allah will instruct the earth will destroy. Allah will instruct the waters will destroy. Allah will instruct the malaika will destroy. But when people are obedient, then the help of Allah remains with them. Then the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains with them. And when the help and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with a nation, then the very objects and very elements which become the cause of destruction for a specific nation, those very items become a means of help for those people who are obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری تو ایک میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری The poet says, agar ek tu nahi mera, if you are not mine, oh Allah, if you are not mine, koi shay nahi meri, then nothing is mine. I have no control over anything. I may have all the means to protect myself, but if you are not mine, then the very means can become a cause of destruction for me. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, tu ek mera to sab mera. If you are mine, then everything is mine. Falak mera zami meri, the heavens are mine and the earth is mine. If we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then Allah is ours. And when Allah is ours, in tansurullaha yansurkum, then He will definitely help us. And when Allah helps, nothing will overpower us. This was the greatest quality that we can find in the lives of the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa jmaeen. Obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sare taslim kham hai jo mizaje yaar mein aaye. My head is bowed down in submission. Oh Allah, oh Messenger of Allah, instruct me. What do you want me to do? They had so much love for Allah, so much love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that they were ever ready to carry out any command at the slightest of a hint. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is standing on the pulpit of Masjid al-Nabawi and he is delivering a khutbah, and for some reason he needed to ask some sahaba to sit down. So he said, ijlisu, all of you sit down. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the faqih of ummah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He is walking towards the masjid. He does not know what's happening inside the masjid. All he can hear is Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, ijlesu, all of you sit down. The zeal of obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that this great faqih sahabi, a very intelligent sahabi, does not even ponder for a second that is this command for those who are in the masjid or it is also for those who are outside the masjid. Because if there is a slight delay in carrying out the order of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may become unhappy. And success of this world and the hereafter lies only in obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So I should not make inquiries first. I should carry the order out first and then make inquiries. Allahu Akbar. Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala immediately sits down and thereafter he makes inquiries. Was this order for only those people who are inside the masjid or it is also for those who are outside the masjid? All the success that we see in the lives of the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, their high status, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu, Allah is happy with them, they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yudkhiluhum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada. Allah says that Allah will enter them into gardens of paradise under which rivers will be flowing. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu, Allah is happy with them, they are happy with Allah. Ulaika hizbullah, they are the party of Allah. Ulaika hizbullah, ala inna hizballahi humul muflihun. Listen carefully, the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely victorious. Ulaika ala hudam mir rabbihim, they are definitely on hidayat from their Rabb. It is Allah who has guided them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they are definitely victorious. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. They are definitely victorious. They are definitely successful. The Quran mentions nations before our nation who were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to their disobedience. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاسِبًا, with wind. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ السَّيْحَةَ, who were destroyed with the screaming of the malaika. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ, who were destroyed with earthquake. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا, who were destroyed by water. Because Allah is supreme. And whenever He orders any of His creation, that creation will carry out that order which is given to it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, when we look at the lives of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, due to their obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the very things were under their control. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاسِبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of the past because of their wrongdoings by sending heavy winds on them. And here the wind is totally under the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu. He is delivering the Friday sermon from the pulpit and the minbar of Masjid-e-Nabawi. And suddenly during this sermon, he says, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal. O Sariyah, take refuge of the mountain. O Sariyah, take refuge of the mountain. And then he continues with his sermon. This wind is taking this message of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the army that Umar radiallahu anhu had dispatched to Sham, the greater Syria, under the leadership of Sariyah. Umar radiallahu anhu is standing here on the minbar of the Masjid-e-Nabawi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens all the veils that lie between him and Sariyah and his army in Sham. And Umar radiallahu anhu sees the difficult position of the Muslim army, and from here he puts forward a strategy and he says, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal al-Jabal, O Sariyah, listen to me. Take refuge of the mountain behind you. That way you will be able to safeguard your army. The very wind which becomes a cause of destruction is totally under the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu. It takes the message of Umar radiallahu anhu in seconds. In seconds. The Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in are sitting there astonished. Sariyah has gone from here weeks ago, and Umar radiallahu anhu during the khutbah is saying, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal. What is happening? When the army returns and when the people question the army, they relate the whole incident. That there was no way we could come out of the problem that we were in. And suddenly we heard the voice of Amirul Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu anhu calling out, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal. How did the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majmeen acquire this position? Through obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكُلَّنَ أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاسِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ السَّيْحَةِ. There were certain nations who were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the mere screaming of Hadrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. The very makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is being used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy a nation, that very makhluk, due to the obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is being sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the battle of Badr. Istastaghithuna rabbakum fastajaba lakum anni mumiddukum bi alfin min al malaikati murdifin, to help the mu'mineen who are totally obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wa idh ya'idukum Allahu ihda ta'ifatayn annaha lakum wa tawadduna anna ghayra dhati ash-shawka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that two groups of the kuffar are your targets. On one side, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu with approximately 80 people. On the other side, 1,000 people. This is a trading caravan. On the other side, a force of 1,000 equipped soldiers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that out of the two, one is definitely for you. You will be victorious over either of the two, definitely. This is the promise from me. Why? Because you are so obedient to my messenger that when my messenger is asking for your mashwara, when he is consulting you, each and every one of you is so obedient that you are prepared to sacrifice everything for my messenger. Because of your obedience, because of your obedience towards my messenger, victory is definitely for you. And the very creation that I used to destroy the nations before you will come in your aid. Istastaghithuna rabbakum fastajaba lakum anni mumiddukum bi alfin min al malaikati murdifin. 1,000 malaika are sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, O Abu Bakr, there is Jibreel coming with the force of malaika. O Abu Bakr, Jibreel is coming with the force of malaika. And the Sahaba-i Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in say, we used to lift our sword, and before our striking, we would see the dead in front of us. Allah says, فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ. You did not kill them, it was I who killed them through the malaika. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the nations before you through earthquake. Allah buried them into the earth. Allah uses the earth to destroy those people who are disobedient to Him. But those who are obedient to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them total authority over the earth. Total authority. In Medina Munawwara, the earth begins to shake. Umar radiyallahu anhu, he says, Uskuni ya ardu, fa inni adlun. Allahu Akbar. Uskuni ya ardu, fa inni adlun. O earth, stop. What are you doing? Am I not just? Am I not opposite of zalim? Zalim is he who commits the act of shirk. Zalim is he who disobeys Allah. And zalim is he who oppresses other people. I neither oppress people, nor do I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor am I a mushrik. I am adil. I am not zalim. And with me being on top of you, you are still shaking? How is that possible? Yaar doskuni. Hold on, hold on. Inni adlun. I am just. I am not zalim. I do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is recorded in the books of history that during the Khilafah of Umar radiyallahu anhu, 10 years of Khilafah approximately, the earth never shook again. Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is dispatched with 500 men by Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And they are exploring the land, and suddenly they meet up with the enemy forces, and they are approximately 40,000. 500 against 40,000. The Shura sits down, they make Mashwara, and it is decided that we should trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take on our shoulders what is decreed for us, because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has authority over everything. But in the meantime, Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should be informed. So Abdullah ibn Unais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is immediately dispatched by Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiyallahu anhu, who is the Amir of the 500 soldiers, to Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to inform him of the situation. We are not frightened, we are not scared. We will take on our shoulders what comes. But we should let our Amir know, Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Unais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu leaves Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiyallahu anhu after the Fajr Salat. And he reaches the destination, that is where Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is at the time of Asr. With full speed, without wasting any time, he understood the danger. He leaves at Fajr, reaches at Asr, and he informs Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu of the grave situation of the Muslim army. Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu orders his men to prepare for Asr Salat. They make preparations, they perform Asr Salat, and Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu orders them to mount their animals because they are going to help Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now the distance of this earth was so long that it took that single person, who without wasting any time came direct to Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu hours, because he left after Fajr and he arrived at Asr. Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after all the soldiers have mounted their animals, raises his hands and he says to his soldiers that I am going to make dua, you say Ameen. And he says, Allahumma tawilana al-ard, oh Allah, make the earth short for us. This earth is in their authority. Oh Allah, make this earth short for us. And he begins his journey. He begins his journey after performing the Asr Salat with approximately 4,000 soldiers. And he reaches the place of Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiyallahu ta'ala anhu before the sun sets. The very earth that is used to punish people through earthquakes, that very earth is under the control of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the water to destroy people, the people of Fir'aun. That very water under the authority of the Sahaba. Why? Because they became Allah's. When you become Allah's, Allah becomes yours. When you become Allah's, Allah becomes yours. In that hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Ya ghulam, ihfazillaha yahfadka. Oh ghulam, oh my son, oh my young cousin, oh my beloved, ihfazillaha yahfadka. Take care of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will take care of you. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, with how many people? 360,000 people. Army of 360,000 people. and they need to cross the river of Dajla. The enemy has left the field using their ships. They reach the other side of the shore and they burn all the ships. There is no way Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu can cross the river of Dajla, because it is full of water and they are on horses. Khalid bin Walid, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu orders all his men to mount the animals, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, this water can only drown somebody if you so wish. Without your will, without your permission, the water cannot drown anybody. We have come out for your cause, for the cause of your deen. Make this journey easy for us. And he says to his men that put your horses in the river. And he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his qudrat, makes the surface of the water solid as a tar road, and the horses are running on the river. And when 360,000 men cross that river, not a single hoof of a single horse is wet with water. So friends, this is where I would like to conclude. Alhamdulillah, we have covered the current situation with the status of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. The great status in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of His Nabi, in the eyes of the Ummah, in the eyes of the people to come until the day of Qiyamah. Their great status after the cream of humanity, Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, was due only and only because of the obedience they had for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no other reason. Why they obeyed the Messenger so much? There could be many reasons. One was love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani, Damat Barakatuhum, the great scholar of the time, he says that the Sahaba had so much love. For the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that there were approximately 114 to 124,000 companions. If they were told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if all of you give your lives away, then I will increase the life of my Prophet by 1 second. If you all give your lives away, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, all of you give your lives away. And if you sacrifice your lives, all of you, I will increase the life of your beloved Nabi by 1 second. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Sahib Damat Barakatuhum says that the Sahaba had so much love for their beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that just to see that increase of 1 second in his life, they would have all sacrificed their lives. It was this love that brought them to the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us recap. Allah controls everything. Allah controls afflictions. Allah controls blessings. But it is a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are obedient, Allah will grant them blessings. And those who are disobedient, Allah will punish them through afflictions. Those who were disobedient were afflicted. Afflicted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the means of these afflictions were the very same objects and items which were the means of goodness reaching to the Sahaba kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will from today cause the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cause of the deen of Allah, we will help the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to help the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first we need to concentrate on our lives. If I concentrate on this brother, and 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 try to make them very religious, but if I am not religious, I can not claim to be helping the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yes, if I work hard on myself, on the purification of my soul, on the rectification of my a'mal, and simultaneously I exert effort on other Muslim brothers, and at the same time simultaneously exert effort on my non-Muslim brethren who are deprived of the very basic iman, then I can claim to be helping the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a certain extent. So let us go with this firm resolution that inshallah we will attend to our souls and our amal, and we will exert every effort to bring the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, in the four walls of our homes, in the locality we live in, amongst the whole Muslim ummah, and amongst our human, fellow human beings, because they are also our brothers, they are also our sisters. We should exert effort to bring, I was telling friends yesterday that alhamdulillah we are exerting lot of effort amongst the Muslims, and that needs to continue because there is lot of weakness amongst the Muslims as well, and certain practices of the Muslims and the Muslims staying far away from the akhlaq and the characters taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is preventing non-Muslims from thinking about Islam. So we need to exert that effort, but every Muslim has that basic iman. So inshallah, sooner or later, despite his weak amal, he will go in Jannah. But what about our fellow human beings who are deprived of this basic iman? If they die in this condition, there is no chance for them to go in Jannah. Shouldn't we be concerned about this? So let us work on ourselves, on our families, on our Muslim brothers around us, and also upon the non-Muslim people. Non-Muslim, bring to them the beauty of deen. And if we have feeling for them, if we have love for them, affection in our hearts, if we have the concern and worry, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soften their hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put effect in our words when we talk to them, and they will enter the fold of Islam. Let us go from here with this firm resolution. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullaha yansurukum. O you who believe, if you help the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ghulam, ihfadillaha yahfazka. O my beloved, protect and safeguard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you and safeguard you. Ihfadillah tajidhu tijahak. Allahu Akbar. Ihfadillah, oh my beloved, protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, safeguard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be obedient to him. Tajidhu tijahak. You will always find Allah in front of you when you need him. This is the need of time. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to repent for our wrongdoings. We need to ask for forgiveness. And we need to ask Allah for forgiveness for the whole ummah. Whole ummah. The whole ummah. And we should make a firm resolution to start a new page in our life. From today, inshallah, we will follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its totality, and whenever we slip, we will immediately get up by repenting and making istighfar, and we will restart that same route again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard the whole Muslim ummah and the whole humanity from every affliction. And those Muslims who have departed from this world due to this calamity, may Allah ta'ala grant them forgiveness and grant them Jannatul Firdaus. And those who are left behind, whether Muslims or non-Muslims, we pray for them that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create means of every comfort for them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every item of need reach them as soon as possible. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to pray for them, assist them by praying for them, and also assist them financially as much as we can and for as long as we can. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.